So here I am at a new box store being constructed across from Walling Mart and three other box stores out on the highway. Here with a car and a pile of about maybe 80 skids or so. So even with a car, I can't transport half of the good wood out of here. And even if I could, I got nowhere to store it just yet. It's a funny thing about property there, eh? If I did have a place to store it, I would. But I don't, and I don't own any land. But I might have a few friends sometime that'll help me out in that area, right? Find some place to throw the wood. Just talking to one guy who can give me like 15, 20 foot skids. But save my life, I don't think I can get them either. And so here under the moon, and it's too dark to do the work. This is what the job's like for wood recovery. It all just goes to the burn pile. And it's perfectly good. I mean, I could make shelves out of it and maybe work on some invention with design. You know, integrate with different kinds of technology that's out there. Desks, the whole nine yards, right? But it's all just trash. Anyways, I better get moving here. It's getting pretty late. Alright, so start up the car here. So, what have I learned tonight? Well, I've learned I don't have any time to be furious or angry about the situation. All the good wood that's going to waste. So I guess what I learned tonight is the skids I was able to take apart were the ones put away with put together with staples. And I think that's kind of the key here, is maybe making skids easier to take apart will reduce the chance that they'll be thrown in the garbage. I don't know. Anyways, I'm out on the highway here, so I better shut down. I'll be talking a lot more about this, I think, in my video vlog for sure. Anyways, ciao. There, home. So, just as I'm about to pull in the driveway here, as a footnote, if I can use my skills in design to try and figure out a way to use the wood that's easier to pull apart, I might just be onto something. Anyways, good night.